This is an article from the summer edition of U3A Matters. It's written by Linda Weiwei White from the Exeter U3A, recalls a lifetime immersed in the exciting world of comics and magazines. The click-clack of a typewriter and the aroma of printing ink were the background sounds and smells of my 1950s childhood in London's Victoria. Both my parents, who had met at Amalgamated Press, the world's biggest publisher of children's publications, were writers for girls' comics. My father, a freelance writer, worked for School Friend, Girls Crystal, Bunty, and Schoolgirl's Own Library. In those days, it was usually men who wrote stories for girls' comics, and he had a great many pen names, which included Hazel Armitage and Anne Gilmore. He also wrote extensively about Bessie Bunter, Billy's sister, and her chums under the pen name Hilda Richards. My mother, meanwhile, wrote a regular page for School Friend. Her persona was a sisterly girl named Sally Brooks, who chatted about her life and gave tips on sewing, cooking, and so on. As a teenager, my photograph was used as the picture of the imaginary Sally Brooks. It was inevitable I would work in publishing, and in 1961, aged 16, I got my first job as an office junior on teenage comics Roxy, Marilyn, and Valentine at Fleetway House in Fleet Street. One of my jobs was to open the letters, often inscribed on the envelope with the instructions, "Postman, postman, don't be slow. Be like Elvis, go man, go." Every day there were at least 30 requests for pictures of pop stars, a 10 by 8 inch black and white photograph of a celebrity, Elvis Presley and Tommy Steele were favourites, would be sent to the reader absolutely free with a personal letter from the editor. After a year as a junior, I became a trainee sub-editor on Girl and Robin, the sister comics to Eagle and Swift. At one point, Girl did a fashion feature called My Kind of Girl, and I was used as a model to become the actor John Layton's kind of girl. I was thrilled, even though I was hardly his type. My trainee position on Girl didn't last long because everyone in the office, apart from me and the editor, caught chickenpox, and he and I were left alone with two weekly comics to send to press. It was a baptism by fire. But once everyone had returned, I was asked to sub-edit Robin by myself.